Thank you, Barbara, for that message. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, as thy word is read and proclaimed, help us to open our hearts and minds to hear what you would have us hear this day. Amen. Our first scripture lesson comes to us today from Psalm 14. Please listen to and for the word of God. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, and there is no one who does good." The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know anything? Do any of these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord, but they are there, overwhelmed with dread. For God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Our gospel lesson today comes to us from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. Again, please listen to and for the word of God. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. There is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. People are people is a common phrase uttered from time to time. So what does that mean? It's often said that when referring to churches, society, and the world at large, the gist of this saying is that regardless of where you go, there will be commonalities among all individuals. All that resemble others in an entirely different place. Faces may change, names may be different, but the adage is true. People are people. Realizing that people are people, I'm not sure that God, in God's infinite wisdom, I am sure that God, in God's infinite wisdom, foreknew of all of the things that humanity would involve itself with. Having that insight, God made provisions for all humanity through Jesus Christ coming into this world to die for the sins of us all. Our scriptural passage today helps us delve into the concept that people are people through the life of our apostle Paul. While addressing Timothy, a young man he had taken under his wings and had begun to mentor, Paul is giving his testimony. This testimony is significant because it shows that Paul did not attempt to hide anything at all. Anything that he had previously done in which that he had become involved. It clearly reveals that he held back nothing, then he was open to sharing this witness with Timothy. It's also crucial for the readers of this passage and for us today to see that Paul would look back over his life and see what God is capable of doing for anyone open to God's presence in one's life. He began his discourse with Timothy by crediting Jesus Christ with giving him strength and calling him from one way of living and interacting into another way of living and interacting. He further stated that to his younger counterpart that he was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent person. But notice, he didn't stop there. He went on to say that he recognized that it was God who extended into him the mercy while he was acting counter to the way that God would want him to act. He also stipulated that there was once a time when he did not believe, and what he had been and had been exposed to as far as his heritage was farther than Christ Jesus would have ever thought. This testimony sounds familiar to me. I'm sure that it also sounds familiar to you. People are people, and that's why I propose the theme of this message in the form of, can anyone identify with this man, Paul? If there's anyone here who can resonate with Paul's testimony that he was once a non-believer in the Christian faith, can you? Can any one of us here who identify with the fact that Paul actually made fun of Christians and vehemently opposed anything that resembled Christianity? Can you? Can any one of us here acknowledge without pretense a shame like Paul felt, that you were once shown mercy by God despite your unbelief and negative behavior? Can you? I need to know today, can any of us say, like Paul said in verse 14, that the Lord looked beyond your shortcomings and extended grace abundantly on your behalf? I wish there were a few witnesses here to what the apostle had to say about that trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. How many of you have finally come to the realization, to the belief, that Jesus Christ did come into your life to save humanity and you through his witness? If there are few witnesses like Paul who did not deny his past but affirmed his own shortcomings and then his present state through Jesus Christ, as well as stating that there was a time when he was the number one sinner. Is there anyone in here who can possibly identify with this man who came to the realization that God of creation loves humanity so much that God extends God's grace and mercy to the worst of us? I don't know about you today, but this for me is good news, and it should be for you as well. It's good to know that God can and will do for us what he did for the Apostle Paul. People are people, and there are still some people in life who have not gotten to the place where God would have them to be. Even with a bad attitude towards God and others who espouse to the Christian faith, God still was able to use Paul. Can any of us identify with this man, Paul? Well, if you can, then you should. I have to tell you, I can identify with him. Despite the fact that I had been reared in a Christian household, For a while, it really took me quite a while to accept Christ into my life and my personal Savior. Yes, I was on the wrong path and needed to change my direction, just like the Apostle Paul did. The only problem with that is that I could not do it myself. I needed Christ's help to change my life. I have a story to share, and no one can tell it like I can. You, yes, you have a story to share and to testify about God being God in your life. And then God's mercy has been in abundance for you, just like it was for the Apostle Paul. And we would all agree this privilege of reacting and reflecting on our life through Christ is a story we should tell. Grace and mercy have been displayed in our lives as we lived in the opportunities the Christian faith has given us. By our ways and our actions, we would not be here today. Like Barbara was talking about, our actions speak loudly. Like Barbara was saying, if we treat people kindly, that's a way for Christ to work through us to communicate with others. We all have a story, and just like the apostle did, For God and Timothy, we should share it. Yes, that's a story not to lift up to Paul, to lift up the fact that God is God and that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. It shows us that there is nothing too hard for God if we are willing and being obedient to God's will. I'm just like Paul. Unfortunately, I can't say that I've lived a stellar life and have my own shortcomings. But fortunately, I can say that God has touched me, and for many days, my life has not been the same. I still feel like pressing on, even when it appears that the ways of our life are hard. I'm constantly reminded that God's grace and mercy will carry me and carry you through, just like it carried Paul through his stormy times. If we can identify with this man, Paul, we should share our story with others, like Timothy, who may be new to the faith. We can also make a difference in the lives of those who have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. Even if there are those who cannot completely identify with this man, Paul, you too may have something that you can look to as a means to give you encouragement today. The mere fact that you are still living says that God's grace and mercy has been extended to you. If you are here and also listening on the radio and not in the hospital or in a nursing home, says that somehow through God's grace and means, you now have something to share and to be thankful for. You may have a relative who is in the hospital or in the nursing home, but you have the opportunity to share Christ's witness with them, but also to share Christ's love and to be grateful for those lives that you have that you can still love. At least you have a chance to show that person and know and remember them. As long as you live, that person never really dies. I can identify with Paul, and I'm sure that there are others who can as well. It is my hope today that if you cannot at this time identify with Paul, that You can reach out, and the Savior will reach out to you to change your life and give you the strength to persevere. When you read the title of today's sermon, did you automatically think of, like my grandmother used to say, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all? Did you think of that? Or perhaps your mother saying, watch what you say, or I'll wash out your mouth with soap. Anybody get that? All right. Well, as your pastor, it's my responsibility and my privilege to sometimes turn the ordinary into the extraordinary. So try this. You have a story to tell about Jesus, about what God has done in your life. What if you smile at someone, like Barbara eloquently put to us? What if you smile at someone who needs a smile? Or tell someone about what God has meant to you. Watch what you say, or else you might give someone else the encouragement that they need to change their life and commit to following Christ. Watch what you say and see what wonderful results may come. Amen.